Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up, it's a Get Up Show.
Well, it's that happy time again. Welcome.
Hey.
Welcome to the Simon Says Podcast. We love you. We're glad you're here. Sean, there's Charlie.
Hi.
Maddie's here.
I guess.
Want to click a like and subscribe it, stuff like that. I assume you can do those things.
Share it.
And yeah, share it too. And if you'd love to share something directly with us, call the Simon line anytime. You can hear your voice on next week's podcast, 336-373-0987. So are you guys addicted to the internet? Because I have the test here. It's the levels of being addicted to the internet. Would you say off the top, Charlie?
Not addicted, no.
All right. Then you said that as if you're qualifying that statement. Like, well, I'm not addicted, but...
Well, I use it a lot, but I think I can go without it. If you're addicted, you get the shakes and you start like needing to have that thing. And I don't think I have that.
Wow, you know a lot about addiction.
Right.
What about you? You addicted to the internet or not?
Hell yeah.
Do you really think you are?
Look, man, I use the internet for a lot of stuff.
I know.
And I think it would be really upset if I had to go back to trying to find out information other than Googling it or trying to find video, like how to do something. Like, what do I have to do? Go to trade school? I don't have time for that. I need to watch some rando in his garage pretend to show me how to fix something.
It is interesting to think back before, you know, it's that ask your grandparents a question kind of thing that's floating around out there on the internet.
Dude.
What did you do before the internet? You know, and the library comes up, the encyclopedia comes up.
My grandfather built a house and a boat all without the internet. And I'm over here like, how do I
change a light bulb?
How do I scrape paint off the house?
That tells me that you have all of the ability you need and you don't need the internet. And I think that further, the internet is holding you back from what you could be doing.
You mean you think it's in my genetics that I would know? I don't think that's how that works.
Don't you think so?
Yeah. You need to try harder.
Yeah. Do better.
Try harder. Oh, I forgot. Oh, the sign fell down.
Well,
I
put the sign back
up. Well, the tape let go.
You know what? I know what I'm going
to
get you
off
for
Christmas.
I'll
have to Google how to do that.
Now that I'm in the throes of Christmas shopping, I have time to have one of those made for you guys.
Oh, make an actual plaque?
Yeah, or t-shirts or hats that you can take with you.
No. I think a plaque would be nice.
So, young people, the damn young people, as I shake my fist in the air.
Which you have to do.
24 and younger spend 6 hours a day online. And people who are older than that, anybody older than 24, it's an average of, you know, four and a half hours of online a day. I don't think I'd do that much. But I'd be surprised probably if I saw tracking of everything, because I read all, I'm like ravenous when it comes to the news. That's I read every bit of news I can get every morning. So that probably, but I've timed that. Actually, I can do that in 40 minutes. I can get through every bit of news. You know, a lot of it's just headlines, but I do get through every news source that's available to me in about 40-45 minutes if I just do that.
Okay,
do you think if you didn't have to like look stuff up for work, like, would you use the internet as much?
No. Absolutely.
With you, I
not.
Believe it.
Yeah. You're just kind of an old school type person, though. But one of the big things that I always think about is, you know, now when they send us out to a place to do like a live broadcast or a live remote, it's very easy to just, you know, type the address in our phone and that's how long it's going to take us to get there. And there we go. But I remember when we used to have to print out the MapQuest directions. But how in the world did radio DJs get anywhere before we had any kind of a printable directions?
It was all about landmarks, because I was doing it then. I was doing these things then. And, you know, well, you go down to the Kmart and you take right and you go down till you see the tree with the paint on it, not the first one. You see the second tree with the paint on it, you take a left and you go down to that rock, not the one, not the the rock on the right, not that one. The next rock is going to be on the left, and then you turn there, and that's where it is.
Well, in small markets, that makes sense. But what if you were working in, okay, well, even here, if you had to go to Winston?
The streets are clear. It's easy. It's just like any big city, like D.C. is a grid. It makes sense.
Did you pull out a map?
No.
And have to write down where to turn?
No, just write down the address.
Well, but D.C.'s a grid. Charlotte roads cross themselves five times.
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
I don't go to Winston or Charlotte for that reason.
Well,
because okay. I don't have a map.
But yeah, all the things that we rely on, you know, I remember being with some friends at a festival once and we didn't have very good cell phone service. And we were arguing about like what year a video came out and trying to decide. And we had to call someone up and ask them to look on their computer and tell us exactly what year that came out because, but it's, I like the argument.
Phone a friend. It's a real live phone a friend because it was urgent.
It was, but I like the argument. I like being able to say, no, I think it was this. No, I think it was that. And not just being able to Google it.
You're shocking me by saying that you like an argument. Casual users go online for specific tasks and immediately log off. They don't linger. That's a casual user.
Okay.
Initial users often find themselves online longer than they had planned, and they're somewhat neglectful of their household chores because of that, but they don't consider themselves to be addicted to the internet.
That just described me.
An experimenter feels uneasy or anxious when not connected to the internet. Once they go online, they feel better.
Ah, you get the fix.
And they are the first ones to go for new apps and technology and stuff. Addicts in denial. They display addictive behaviors like forming new relationships online and neglecting real-world relationships to be online.
Huh.
But they don't say they feel uneasy when they're not connected.
All right, well then on your definitions, and I guess I'm not addicted.
What are you?
I guess I was more like tier two or something like that.
And then full-on addicts will openly acknowledge that their internet addiction is there and it has a negative impact on their lives.
Oh, see, I don't think it negatively impacts me.
They use new apps and technology before anybody else. And they spend way more time, obviously, by virtue of being addicted to it, they spend way more time online. I think all kids are addicted, man. All kids. They got their phone in their hand at all times.
Yeah. And they're always like the first one on the new game or whatever. Which reminds me, is anybody playing Monopoly Go?
I ain't never heard of it.
Nah.
Are you playing? That's the hot new game that all the kids are playing.
Monopoly Go?
It's called Monopoly Go.
Yo, guys, did you try this new app? It's called Chutes and Ladders. It never ends.
Seriously, I'm telling you, he came to me and he was like, okay, I've got something you need to play. It's better than Candy Crush.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, and it's basically you're playing Monopoly, but you move up levels. You gain more money, but things also cost more. And you have to build some stuff on each level, and people can do a bank heist and steal your money, and they can knock down your monuments that you built and take money from you.
Okay,
and
this sounds more interesting than actual Monopoly.
Yeah. I know. And you can stop at any time, and you don't have to play for 6 days.
And you don't have to flip the board up and throw the little thimble in the hat across the room because you've been playing for the whole day.
Yeah, you really would just be ruining your phone if you did that.
Yeah.
You're only hurting yourself if you throw the board.
Hey, how much is it worth to you?
Although
I got to end this damn game.
You can't really, without the paper bank, you can't just slowly, quietly, when no one's looking, steal $100 bills.
Well, she just said you can heist the whole thing. That's even better.
Hey, I'll just steal it from you.
I don't have that kind of money.
What board game? We had a thing the other day, and one of the callers, I think, mentions it here in a little bit. Well, you want to do calls? Let's do calls, because this will lead right into it. All right, 336-373-0987 is our number. We'd love to hear from you. Should I do a little list of people we hadn't heard from in a while and I'm starting to get worried about, or will they hear this and know who they are? I think you know who you are.
We're talking to you.
Yeah. You know who you are. We hadn't heard from you in a while. You know how I worry. How many times have we gotten a call from somebody and I go, I thought you were dead?
Numerous times.
Yeah.
It happens a lot, actually.
So, yeah, don't wait on calling us like these people did.
Hey, Simon, simple proof that these millennials, these Gen Xers, and these Gen Zers cannot freaking function without their smartphones.
You were just saying that.
It's really, really pitiful.
Not Gen X.
I've got two myself, millennials, and it's just beyond me. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks, man. Yeah, he threw us in there with them.
Yeah, no, it's millennials and Gen Z, but not Gen X.
Okay, boomer.
Well, it could be, yeah, he could be a solid boomer.
But then again, if he said he's got millennials, then he's probably not that old.
No, he's probably is
how
Gen
old is,
X.
He how just, old is millennial?
Yeah,
I don't
remind
know.
Me
I
again.
Don't know who's any, I don't
We've
know.
We've looked this up so many times.
I don't care.
On the stupid internet, the age
look,
range.
Here's me, and here's these kids. Kids these days is everybody younger.
Wow. Way to turn into your parents over there, man.
Yeah, man, listen.
No cussing, no fussing.
Throw in the trash.
All right, let's see what else.
Hey, Simon, 40% of families play board games on a regular basis, I think, but you're not answering the phone, which means I didn't win. Anyways, can you play me some Def Leppard? Thanks.
Look, everybody's a winner, sir, and yes, your answer was correct. 40% of families regularly play board games at the house. And I can't tell you the last time we did it. I remember the last time I played with a family member. It was a takeoff on Trivial Pursuit called Mental Floss, which is fun. It's a fun game. And it moves faster than Trivial Pursuit.
That's good.
But, of course, I won. That's been years ago, though. What board games do y'all even have in the house right now?
We have Monopoly, but it's like a more advanced modern version that has a little electronic calculator. So it keeps track of all the money for you.
Oh, cool. There, you couldn't steal money from that one either
nope.
there, bruh.
You have to hack it.
What else?
Clue.
I think we have Clue. We have Sorry.
Yeah, so I used to love playing Sorry.
I got my daughter the Garfield game for her birthday, but that was super complicated.
Really?
Yeah, really. It was way more complicated than it needed to be.
It's crazy when they come up with those one-off games.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, this will be fun, and you can't even understand how to start playing it.
Yeah, and then everybody gets in a fight
yeah.
because it's like, well, this says da-da-da. No, it means blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, we would do the family board games every once in a while, but the boy was super competitive,
yeah.
and then was always manipulating the rules. He was kind of one of those ones, like, he would be like, wow, the rule on this is blah, 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 and then just try to steamroll. And
does that make it fun, or does that take the fun out of it?
No, it immediately takes the fun out of it. Sucks the life right out of the experience. But I'm trying, other than that, I mean, we've got Cards Against Humanities. We've got a couple other ones, but...
Well, Uno, but that's not a board game, but it's a...
It's a boring game.
Am I right? It is not. I love Uno.
I never played it right. I found out after years and years that I wasn't doing something right. There's some... retake a card thing at the end.
There was one weird thing that the Uno on Twitter said, this is the actual rule, and everybody's like, no, it's not.
Yeah, exactly. My whole life has been wrong.
Yeah.
Did you see the soccer player who tried to pull a reverse card on like the ref was giving him a yellow card, which is like a penalty,
oh.
and so he handed him a reverse card
from like
Uno?
It.
That's cool.
Didn't
appreciate
I like it.
That.
Dude,
all four.
We have so many board games that we never play because we have like... Any that I had, there's probably a Sesame Street game in there. There's several versions of Monopoly because I got The Simpsons and Elvis. I got Sorry. I got Life. Clue.
Life was kind of fun.
I don't remember it being fun.
No. Well, yeah, Life was fun. I remember playing that at my cousin's. They played Risk, which I never understood.
No, me neither.
One bit.
Battleship was fun.
Battleship, I liked.
If you had the one to make blow-up noises... Then you were in business. Operation was so much fun.
Yes.
Does Connect Four count? That's not really a board game.
Oh, yeah, that counts.
I did love Connect Four.
Yeah, we played that a lot.
I win where I can't see here diagonally, pretty sneaky sis.
The best, too, is in the latch would get, like, it would start to weaken because you'd use it too much. And
then
you
fall.
Would be playing, and you'd be like, yeah, and you drop it in, and everything just falls out, and you're like, oh.
Do you remember Perfection, the game Perfection? It was a thing where you push the thing in. It was like a tray inside the board game, and you push it in, and you turn the timer, and then you had that amount of time to get all the pieces in the little... correspondent
yes.
slots.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do kind of remember that.
And then if you didn't get them in there in time, or if you did, they pop and fly all over the place.
That's where anxiety started.
That I used to use that as I would put the bad guys, the army men who were the bad guys in there. Like, hey, come on this way. Everybody follow me in here. And then the good guys would be over here knowing like they're gonna pop and blow up in a minute.
I remember struggling with the Trouble Dome. like the bubble and trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Like sometimes it wouldn't pop, or it would be super hard to push it down when you were a kid. And you're like, I can't.
It would roll the dice, right?
They should have given you more milk when you were little. You could have
so frail.
Sounds like it.
Oh, he could barely pull his mom's pantyhose on. He was so weak.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying true things.
They are true.
Hey, Simon. It's your buddy, Tim. I'm just calling to reply back to that bum, Maddie. Nah, he's not a bum. He's a good guy. I still love him. You're making fun of the way I said pseudo-echo. All right, Mr. Peanut.
Got you there.
You said it right there.
You learn how to pronounce peanut, and I'll learn how to pronounce pseudo-echo. How about that? We have a deal? Love you guys. Have fun, man. Have a great week.
I forget how he said it now.
Pseudo.
He did
He did say
he
pseudo.
He
didn't. He said it right every time.
Didn't.
You were just looking for a reason to attack because
and
he had you in a corner.
You still can't say peanut.
What, peanut? I can't do it naturally
when you're thinking about it, you put too much
peanuts.
Emphasis on it.
I've heard him say it right.
Handfuls of peanuts.
He's like one of those people that came over here from England in the late 70s or even before, and they should have no trace of an accent because they've been here so long.
But they're still, hey, hello, governor. Good morning, mate.
Good day.
It's like you haven't spoken to a person from England in 30 years. Why do you have an accent?
They hold on to it. One of my first girlfriends had a grandmother who came from England like during World War II or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she held on to the accent, darling, right on up till she died.
Good. You know who I think should, even though it's kind of her shtick and it makes her funny, Sofia Vergara.
Oh, she overdoes it.
Her accent, she should be able to speak way clearer.
She does that.
Now.
She does it on purpose.
she's been speaking the English long enough.
It's fine. She can keep it up.
You know,
accents are high.
She doesn't even have to say anything.
Well, there's that.
She's all right. But yeah, you owe this guy an apology because I listened back to the tapes and he said pseudo.
If you listen back to the tapes, you could provide those tapes right now and prove the fact.
Yeah. He said pseudo.
Did you throw the...
Sir, I apologize. I will...
Challenge flag.
...properly say peanuts.
There you go. I knew you could
say,
do it.
Pseudo.
He said pseudo. Here, I'll wind it back.
Right, pseudo.
Yep.
Oh, pseudo. Yeah. There it
Sounds
was.
Like it.
Pseudo. All right, Tim, we appreciate you.
Thanks, Tim.
See, we heard from him.
We do appreciate
you. Some of those people we don't hear from, I'm worried about. If he hadn't, I might have been worried about him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What was the first joke? What was the first joke? Pick up.
Pick up.
Hello, pick up.
Pick up.
What was the first joke?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm in the bathroom.
Hello.
I can't. Wait, sir.
First joke. What was it?
I'll be right there. Hold on. Don't hang
Hello.
Up.
Hello. Don't want to talk to the automated Simon. Pick up someone.
Okay. Hang on.
Oh, man. I just got there and right when he hung up.
Sir, this is the year 2023.
Don't be like that.
Yeah, we do not have
don't pick
answering
on him.
Machines.
He don't know that.
People can hear in another room.
I wonder if anybody does have an answering machine like
of
that.
Of course they do. He does.
He does.
I doubt he does. I he bet knows. It just rings and rings.
The phone.
That's worse, too, when it rings and rings and just hangs up. Oh, man.
Remember doing that? Remember letting it ring and nobody would answer and there was no answer machine and you're sitting there and you forget. It's like, oh, I've been hearing this ring sound for so long. I have no idea how many rings. And
then it just goes, keep letting it ring.
Bam, bam.
I remember there would be times where, like, when I used to call the radio stations as a kid and you would get through and it's ringing and it's like, yes, yes, this is my time. And then no one would ever answer.
Oh.
I'd be like, oh. Although it wasn't busy, which is nice because that was the other one. It was
they were
always busy.
They were down the hall.
No.
You know, I used to be guilty of this thing. Like, if you're calling somebody and calling them and the phone's busy, which nobody knows what that is anymore. Like, kids are like, huh? The busy signal's on, and you call several times, and then you call the operator and say, I need to do an emergency breakthrough on this number.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's the worst. The operator would break into your conversation. Doesn't matter what you're talking about, who you're talking to. Suddenly there's another person on the line saying, I have an emergency breakthrough on this line. Will you hang up?
Sean, you need to get off the phone. This is your mother.
Yeah, I definitely did that.
Hey, yeah, I'm calling about your car's extended warranty.
Hey, are you mad at me? That's probably what it was. Like, got an emergency breakthrough. Oh, my God, what's going on? Ring, ring. Hey, are you mad?
Why won't you get off the phone?
Hello? Oh, man,
who are you talking
the phone.
To?
I abused the phone so bad back
in the
day.
Phone used to be so much more fun.
It was.
Before caller ID and...
Did you guys ever have a party line? Did you ever know about a party line?
No. My grandparents had one, and I would pick it up. I was little, but I would pick it up. I thought it was so neat to pick it up and listen to other people talking.
Yeah.
I didn't even know who they were.
There was a number that you could dial in Henderson, and it would put you onto a party line. And it was like a weird, it was a half a number. We all had all of these like secret little like games and like secret little codes that we would use the phone and we could get into different stuff. But you could get in on this party line by dialing some, you know, combination of numbers. And it was two old ladies talking. And I sat and listened for a while. And then I was like, like, what was that? Huh? Was that at your house? No. Is that, I thought that was you. No. Oh, well, anyway. So the chicken salad and then... What was that? I think there's somebody on this phone. No. Look, I'm going to hang up. I'll call you later.
That was another... But again, that was also the worst when you would be on the phone and there's the one phone line and it's like... Beep, boop, beep, boop. My mom like...
On the phone! Beep, 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 how many times did you say that?
Yeah.
I actually got prank called the other day after a lifetime of, you know,
prankery
giving them. I was at Friendly Center and I was walking into the store and the phone rings and I look at it and it says no caller ID.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess that's somebody blocking it or maybe it's, you know, could be a collection agency calling the wrong number. So I answered it and the person goes, I'm like, how can we help you? And I'm like, okay. Hung up. Rings again. Same. No caller ID. Hello. I mean, if you're going to prank call me, have a plan.
Yeah.
Have something funny. So then I go, you win.
Oh, what did I win?
Taylor Swift tickets.
I did. How do I get them?
Click. Call back again.
Yeah. How do I get the Taylor Swift tickets?
I'm like, this isn't funny at all. None of this is funny.
I think what's funny is that that's the kind of calls you'd get at the radio station. So they basically knew, it's almost like they knew they were calling a radio person, but they got you on your own personal phone.
I don't know. I think it was a friend of mine's kids.
Probably.
You know who. Because I said, how do I get my Taylor Swift tickets? Just come on to the Friendly Center right now. I was getting pissed at this point. Come on to the Friendly Center right now and I'll give them to you.
Where's that?
I was like, you know where it is. And when I said that and hung up on them, they didn't call back anymore. So I think we busted that one wide open.
Yeah, I mean, Thanks for the non-funny prank call. What a waste of my day.
You know, and looking back on it, I should have said that. Look, if you're going to prank call me, have a prank. Be ready.
Well, I've done tell that before. Them you're ready for next time.
Haven't you ever critiqued, like, I've critiqued people before. Like
oh, sure,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, mostly at work, but it would be like, okay, listen, you got a great concept. You're really trying, but you got to work on the start, middle, end, okay? So
one of the fun ones we used to do, and these were all just made up numbers. You know, you start with the exchange, which was either 492 or 438, and then you just beep, bop, boop, boop, whatever it is. And people would answer, and we'd go, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Yeah!
Some people would go for it and be happy about that, and other people would be like, who is this? Call here for him. I came all the way down. The phone rings down at Slim's store. I have to come answer it in case it's for my mama.
It's that last guy.
Hey, Simon. It is a very depressing gray morning. Think you can pick it up a little bit? If y'all got it, can y'all play the opening theme from Blazing Saddles?
I think, is Blazing Saddles' opening scene the one that you could never get away with anymore? Is that the fire scene, the fireside scene? Do you guys know that movie well enough?
I don't. I'm familiar with aspects of the movie, but I can't remember specifics. It's been a while since. I think the last time I saw it, actually, was at the Carolina Theater.
Really?
Yeah, they were doing one of their, you know, classic movie nights.
I think they're doing it again this year.
Oh, but they do it all the time. But
is it uncut? Is all of that stuff in there?
Oh,
I would think it'd have to be, or there wouldn't be a movie left.
It's true. It's true. Let's see. The work song. No. We couldn't play that.
There's a lot we couldn't play from that.
No, we couldn't play that. It was the railroad construction. No, there's no way we could play that. And then the campfire scene is when all the cowboys are eating beans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you find out that they're the musical fruit, like,
right,
extremely. But no, they show an edited version of it on regular TV now.
They do?
Yeah, and it's weak.
Yeah. Those are always one of those request things that I love when people are like, hey, Simon, I bet you won't play, you know, Carlin's, you know, Seven Deadly Words or whatever.
Yeah.
You're right.
I bet you can't play these. It's like, yeah, you know, you're right. You know,
he says so in the actual.
Hey, Simon, play Body Count.
It's just a challenge, you know? It's like My Ding-a-ling and Stroke, and people still ask for those all the time.
You know what's so funny is I didn't realize how bad Stroking was until you're like, seriously, have you?
Yeah, y'all, when I got here, they were playing that thing on a regular basis.
Uh-huh.
Like, do you understand what this is?
I never really listened to it.
Well, and they play it at like every wedding.
Well, it's, you know what?
Is there a part where it cuts off?
It's no Doug Clark's Hot Nuts, am I right? I mean, who's with me? You guys know that one?
No.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a classic right there. You may look that up when we're done and enjoy it. Doug Clark and the Hot Nuts. The song is Hot Nuts. It's their theme song. They used to do big parties, like at UNC they would come and play, and the people, the grown-ups would say, all right, now, y'all have a good time. Y'all do a good show, but do not play that Nuts song. And then what would they do? Like,
play the Nuts song.
So, yeah, you told the band whose name is the Hot Nuts, they shouldn't play the song Hot Nuts.
Right. And they would behave like for the first hour or whatever, and then they'd do Hot Nuts like 3-4 times in a row, and the crowd goes wild. It is a good song.
Why don't y'all play some real music and get off the f***ing generation?
All right.
ZZ Top. Or I'm coming down from a long day's work. Long day's work. A month's work. ZZ Top. Elvis, not anything for this generation. Anything from Tom Petty. He played the generation. Ain't no in me.
All right. I don't know why you're so mad at Tom Petty.
Get it? Minute.
Uh-huh.
Do it.
All right.
No, he wanted Tom Petty.
But he's mad about it.
But is this the first time he's turned on the radio station? Because we play all those things.
No, I think he was saying he wants ZZ Top or Tom Petty.
He's so mad about Tom Petty.
He's mad about all of it.
Anything from Tom Petty.
Tom Petty!
Well, that's... I wish more people were like, hey, Simon! I bet you won't play Led Zeppelin!
Hello, Simon. Here are my grievances.
Right?
The beep generation. Good job.
So there's this dude. He's like 78 years old. He has a history of being in trouble for drug offenses. He's at one of the biggest, swankiest old folks' homes in America. It's called The Villages.
Oh, yeah.
What do they call it?
There's a wide range of retirement community.
God's Waiting Room is what this one's called. The Villages. It's outside Orlando. So he's been busted before. He had, a little bit of cocaine. He had some psychedelic mushrooms at one time. He had some marijuana in a cylinder, and he said, "This is cool because I'm a member of the Native American Church, and so I'm allowed to have this. Sorry, Ossifer.
Got it.
But I'm allowed to have this." So he was arrested for all those things over that period of time. Then he started getting into martial arts, and there's several videos of him, as they describe it, shirtless by the pool, grunting he's doing his martial arts. Now he's in trouble because he had $1,800 worth of black market ED drugs.
Oh, neat.
At the old folks' home.
No. How'd they know he had them?
No.
Hey, what is that? Hey, get off. Hey.
No.
Hey, where'd you get that?
Hey.
No, but the thing is, that
more
led
than
me,
3 hours.
This guy is being arrested for that because he's got so much ED medication. It's not just for him. And
well, I hope not.
You know why? Those dang retirement homes, man, they are off the chain.
They say that.
Yeah.
They say it's hookup central.
They're down for anything, too.
But that's the thing. So the Villages has a really wide variety of ages. It goes, probably late 60 or 60s range and then up. So it's anyone who's retired. So it's not just like 80 and up. So, I mean,
over 55. So there's people. Yeah.
There you go.
Jeez, Charlie.
I'm not there yet.
But you're close, man. Imagine the fun you'll have in a couple of years.
Dude,
but
that's the place my dad just moved into, I would move in there in a heartbeat if it was here.
Now,
it's so nice.
Now, is this an orgy disguised as an old folks home? Like the Villages?
What else are you gonna do?
I don't know. He's only been there a week. So I have not, we don't have that report back yet.
Does he have the loofahs? No. The different colored loofahs.
You guys, loofahs. This is my dad we're talking
about.
The
upside down pineapple on the door.
He's 93. That will kill him.
No, it won't.
That's what he loves.
It keeps him alive, man. I fully believe that. I was shocked, just as you are, I was shocked to learn how active the old folks' home is for Whoopi. But they're into everything.
Yeah.
And it could be, groups of, three or more. It could be.
But that's what they said, that there was a huge rise in.
Oh, go ahead.
No, VD in that community, like that age range. It's like nonstop transmitted diseases.
Oh, that's right.
Everybody's got the clap.
Yeah.
And they're just spreading it around.
Yeah. It's beyond me. You don't think about that. You don't put your parents or grandparents in that scenario ever.
And
ever.
As a woman, it's like really, really like we never get a break. Even when we're 93, there's still be some man running around.
Hey, come here.
Grabbing your butt.
Well, I'm pretty sure that the women are into it. I think, they're pretty vocal about that.
The whole idea of retirement is crazy to me. So like, I can't even imagine if that's like the biggest thing to think about. It's like, I've got so much free time. I got to take all these pills and walk around and
look, you spent your whole life working.
Yeah.
And filling up your time in other ways. Now's the time to get some wrinkly whoopee. Now's the time to go nuts.
It is a thing. Like when you're like our age and busy and you've got kids and you've got this and whatever, you don't have any time for that. So you get to make up for it later. You've got all this time.
I just don't feel like I want to do that much later.
When you meet
my back.
When that guy with all those ED pills is in your retirement home, you'll be like, hey.
Mm-hmm. I'm sad for you.
For me?
Yeah. If you're not looking forward to that. Like, that's the only reason
I want to. He's already complaining about
this. This is the only reason I want to live to be old. I just learned about this.
So you have these crazy old orgies?
Yeah, man.
Crazy in the retirement home?
I just found out about
this.
It's
like every nudist colony. It's like, it's never glamorous. Like, this can't be glamorous.
Don't glom that in with my old
people.
There
is no, why do you need to be glamorous when you're 80?
Right.
I don't know.
You just have to be functioning.
They're 82. You're 80. I mean, why isn't it?
No, that is very true. It's not like current me is walking into that scenario. It'll be old me. Old just, my tramp stamps down around by the back of my knees.
Old wrinkly you.
See? Old wrinkly you deserves some action. I'm pulling for old wrinkly you.
Thanks, man.
You know? I'm telling you.
I can't. You know what? It's going to be great. This is going to live on the internet forever, and then I can listen back. I remember when I was talking like I wouldn't want to do this.
That's all I
do. Give me another handful of those pills.
Come here, Shirley, Marjorie, Florence. It's 1 o'clock.
Gladys.
Just like that guy the other day. How old was he? 104 or something? And he said, I like women.
I couldn't understand.
I like women.
He might have been saying that.
Oh, that other lady jumping out of the airplane. Yeah, I mean, there you
she
go.
She was trying to get away from the guy.
That is true. She had just joined the Mile High Club and was exiting.
I'm out of here. Ghosting. See you by the pool.
I wonder what the cutoff is, man, because this place, the Sexotopia starts at 55, but I wonder, like, if the 60-year-olds are like, oh, God, he's 100, you know, get the hell out of here. What's going on here? What's he thinking about?
Just out of curiosity, if you are 104 in skydiving, is there a chance that your loose skin could flying squirrel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Like you just got to catch a sail.
I mean, she wasn't naked. She was in a suit.
Yeah, not only that, but she was tethered to some random, too. Remember I told you, that's why I wouldn't do it. I don't want somebody's breath on me while I'm falling to my death.
Hey, did you get any of those pills?
I did. Can you tell?
Get off of me. I'll sail us right down to the poolside.
So everybody survived the EAS test. Wait, look what time it is. It hadn't happened yet. Oh, my God. We only have...
What time is it, 2?
It's 2:20.
2:20.
We only have that amount of time before they engage the chip in your brain.
And we turn into zombies.
Yeah, man.
I had a good run.
It's a real...
Oh, no. If I'm a zombie, does that mean I don't get to do a late in life whoopee?
No, I think you do it forever if you're a zombie. There's just no end to
it. I'm not yelling brains,
until
though.
It falls off.
Yeah. Brains. It
will fall off.
Yeah.
Brains.
That's
kind of rotten.
Erotic. You're right. She said it.
Erotic.
That was a slip right there. She loves zombies. But, yeah, you know, Charlie...
Yes.
When you help people with information, I want you to not feel like you have to stay there and fight with them.
I have to.
I don't want you to feel like that.
Because they want to tell me how wrong I am, and you know that I love that. So I have to go back and tell them again how wrong I'm not and how wrong they are.
Let the two factions in there take care of one another. Don't stoop to that level over and over.
All I did was clarify a few things.
Don't do it.
I didn't argue. I clarified a few things. And
is
then
that
I
what
said,
you say?
And then I said, OFFS, go ahead and be crazy. I don't care.
Start
Look out
there.
For zombies.
Start there. Because you're using too much of your pretty brain on this. You're fighting too hard on it. You got other stuff to be worried
about.
But
I like to tell people...
When they're wrong.
When they're wrong.
Yeah. Real hard.
And the facts.
What are the facts.
And I'm going to fact facts.
What are you smiling so hard about?
No, this is... truths are being spoken.
Did you read the thing I'm talking about where she got in fights with the people about their hats and whatnot?
No, I saw her post up something and I just kept moving. I don't care.
Not care one bit what I say.
Nah, I don't argue anymore. I start it. I'll put it out there and I'll let them, you know, snuff.
Oh, I know. No, you are an instigator, but.
Snuff your own fire out, you dang.
I just explained what it was, that it happened. It's been happening for years.
It's fine.
It won't be going on for 30 straight minutes.
I will be prepared. For my triggered alarm, it's going to activate my
chip in your brain.
Well, the chip that was implanted during my vaccination, so that'll activate, and then it'll be great. Hey, as long as it doesn't shoot the alert that says the missiles are coming, I'm fine.
Oh,
no, that was that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm glad they're practicing. They need to get it right.
I'm not gonna fight about it.
Well, see, that was the local people that screwed theirs up. This is the national one. That's not even the same thing.
Here we go. Here we go.
See, that was one of the people that argued with me. I have my argument ready because they already tried that.
I am shocked.
You ween.
Yeah, you ween again. Oh, speaking of instigating and leaving it alone, my latest on Nextdoor, you'll love this one.
Oh.
It's a lady talking about what she seen.
Oh, God.
Because she seen and she knowed. When she seen, she knowed. what she had seen. So there was a long conversation about, do you call the police about this or not? And she had called the police, by the way. There wasn't an actionable answer. It's like, am I right or am I right? So my comment was, is it ever okay to call the police for bad spelling and grammar? And then I left it.
So, but did anyone engage on that?
And I don't know. Not that I know of yet. I hadn't gone back to check yet. I hope so.
What about the other one?
Which one?
I like the other one better.
What was that?
Where the person showed up but didn't give a chance for a response.
Oh. It was weird. It was like worded really strange. Yeah. It was like, I don't think it's okay to come to a neighbor's door with, what was it?
Something about value judgments.
Oh yeah. And with a harsh value judgment.
Yeah.
And then walk away before I can respond. And so I said, listen, as neighbors, do our value judgments really need to be harsh? Come on, America.
What's a harsh value judgment?
If you don't know, you're lucky.
But the craziest thing about this whole exchange and that I loved about it was the idea that a neighbor would show up, like knock on your door. You're like, hey, what's going on, Marge? Listen, you are trash, and then walk away, like, you know, something like that. Like, just, and,
but walk away wait, very quickly so I you must, have no chance.
Your
to
Honor,
respond.
It's my turn for rebuttal.
But it was a value judgment.
Sarah,
so come on, man.
What is that?
What are your values?
Come on, America. Come on.
Come on. We're better
seriously.
Than that.
It doesn't have to be harsh when you're making a value judgment. Come on.
And allow me to rebuke.
All right. So look, that's going to about do it. We appreciate you sitting through this if you did. And if you didn't, try
you
next
win.
Time.
It Come
might,
on back.
Might really be something. We'd love to have you on the podcast. And if you hadn't called in a while, you know who you are. 336-373-0987. Listen to our radio show anytime at 987simon.com. And we'll check you out next week. Do you have a final thought, Charlie?
Just, I'm right. Always.
Maddie, you don't
Stop
even have
arguing.
To say anything.
Nah, but, you know, we seen you right. And we knowed you right.
Next time. Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.